The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. We have a creepy little Wendigo story for you tonight. I hope that you enjoy, and if you're new to the channel, please subscribe. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Now, let's get spooky. Hi. So this is my first post on Reddit. I just wanted to share this story and see if something like this had ever happened to anyone else. Just to start off with some backstory, my group of friends had started making a nasty habit of joking about the Wendigo. My friend Stacy and me didn't for a while, just due to the fact we believed in the supernatural. But after a few months, it grew on us, and not knowing that the Wendigo can actually be triggered by such things, we joined in. Biggest mistake ever. I had just moved into this country, and we enjoyed making trips in the town to have a few drinks, which is about a 30-minute walk from my place to town. At night, the first 10 minutes after leaving the bridge that leads out of town is pitch darkness with no streetlights. After that, streetlights are very sparsely placed, which can cause for a very creepy walk back without anything happening. So with that all in place, let's continue. Stacy and I begin our night walking in the town, get some beers, etc., and have some fun. Shortly into the night, something slightly strange happens. We receive a phone call from her little sister at home crying and scared because she saw someone sitting on my friend Stacy's bed. She calms her sister down and asks for her cousin to check her room for her sister at home. Everything is fine. No one's in the room. Also, ghosts and weird things happening at her house was very common, so a sighting like this was strangely regular. We continue our night. Into the night, we met a guy who seemed pretty cool. He's riding a bike and tells us he's pretty drunk or something. We decide to hang out with him for a bit, wanting to meet some people in town. A ways into our hangout, we are sitting at the park bench, and the guy is laying on the ground in front of us. Suddenly, my friend stands up and says it's time for us to go. I shrug and agree, and we got going. After getting away from him, she tells me how the guy bit her ankle. The day after, she had teeth bruises on her ankle. Kinda flustered how the guy would do that, we continued our walk out of town. Finally, we pass the bridge, which is our last source of light for the next 10 minutes. We turn on our phone flashlights, and we turn on some music, trying to ease the spooky feeling of being in pitch darkness in the middle of nowhere. Suddenly, we hear a voice beside us. We both jump. It's the same guy on his bike. He's asking us if he could follow us until we reach the fork in the road. We need to go left, and he needs to go right. Still slightly creeped out, but also at the streetlights and the fork in the road, we agree. Regardless, he had to go that way, so we did. After a bit of walking, we finally reach the fork in the road and the first streetlight. We sign with relief, hoping he would leave, but he turns down our way instead of going the way he needed to go. Now at this point, we are thoroughly creeped out. We try to ignore it and keep walking, holding our breaths, wanting to reach the next streetlight, which is some ways away. Finally, after what felt like forever, we reached the next streetlight, which is also for some reason a small graveyard. I hate my area. Once we reach the streetlight, the guy stops dead in his tracks and doesn't move any further past it. As we turn around, the guy looks like he suddenly passed out on his bike, his head down and shoulders slumped. I was about to say something to him, but my friend stopped me and said we really needed to leave him. I agreed, not wanting to be around him much longer either. After a few seconds, I take a peek over my shoulder. He's gone. Vanished. The worst part is, even if he had turned around and started pedaling as fast as he could, we still would have been able to see him some ways down the road. I panicked, but also slightly relieved he wasn't there anymore. We continued walking, trying to pretend we aren't creeped out. Walking quickly from streetlight to streetlight, finally, we reached my driveway. My driveway is a long road of darkness. We hadn't put any lights in yet to try to brighten it. We began to walk slowly, holding our breath, some weird feeling of dread coming over me the closer and closer we got to my house, and the further into the driveway we entered. I don't know what came over us, but we both had a sudden feeling of, "You need to run, and you need to run fast," came over us at the same time. We took off bolting at the exact same time without having to say a word to each other. We got to my front door. I unlocked it quicker than I ever have before, and we get inside. Just as I'm about to close the door, this hellish scream or growl, whatever the sound is, coming out of nowhere. I could hear it getting closer to the door and steps. I slammed the door closed and locked it, and dropping to the ground in fear. We both sat there holding our breath, scared to even breathe. Fast forward a couple of weeks. Me and Stacy had forgotten about what had happened. Suddenly, it came up in conversation and we tried to find the sound we heard. Nothing worked. We looked up every possible animal, even animals that weren't likely. We spent an hour on this, until we decided to look up the sound of a Wendigo. It was the only sound that fit perfectly. We don't joke or talk about it now. I won't, I hate to. Even writing this post made me feel scared to bring it up. Once again, this is my first post ever, so be gentle on me. I'm just really curious to hear if anyone had something like this happen to them. Thanks for listening and letting me share.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.